Insurance professionals work hard every day to keep people safe. But as technology transforms the industry, how can insurers protect not only their clients, but also shield themselves from ever-changing cyber risks? My name's Elizabeth Blossfield, and I'm the host of the Insuring Cyber Podcast, a bi-monthly look into how the world of cyber and the business of insurance are connected. Welcome back to the Insuring Cyber Podcast for part two of our space travel episode. I've really enjoyed this topic. Space is so fascinating, and I hope you've learned a lot too. Last time, I spoke with two women from the space tourism and entertainment company Zero-G, who shared with me what they think the future of space tourism will look like. They also talked about some of the insurance and cybersecurity considerations as that industry proliferates. If you missed it, check out episode 57, called To the Moon and Back, Space Tourism and Insurance, wherever you get your podcasts. This week, I'm speaking with a travel insurance company that's created an insurance product specifically for space tourism to dig a little deeper into the insurance side of things. Battleface is a company launched in January of 2018 that uses modular underwriting and bespoke technology to build travel insurance products for customers globally. It has a cool mission and has done a lot of interesting work, which we'll get into in this conversation. But one of the emerging areas of focus for Battleface is travel insurance for outer space. Underwritten by certain underwriters at Lloyd's, its custom space tourism policy offers benefits including accidental death and permanent disablement. I know that sounds foreboding, but don't panic. While Battleface's website says that catching a red eye to the moon is still a dream for now, CEO Sasha Guy-Newlin is optimistic that in the next 3 to 4 years, the space tourism industry could see substantial positive developments with safety as a top priority. Battleface, according to its website, is simply there to provide extra peace of mind. Sasha even talked with me about the idea of a space hotel for long-term stays, although partying at a space hotel is probably a long way off. I loved chatting with him about the developments he sees ahead for the industry in the near future, where insurance could come into play, and the work he's doing at Battleface to get ahead of this emerging market. Check out our conversation. Hi, Sasha. Great to be speaking with you today. How are you doing?
Good. So yeah. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for taking the time. I'm really looking forward to this conversation. I think this is a really interesting topic. And I wanted to just start off by asking you if you could talk a little bit about Battleface and how the company got its start. I know that you focus exclusively on travel insurance. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. So myself personally, that's all I've been doing since I graduated high school. I started working for a travel insurance company in Wisconsin called Travel Guard. And my background in travel insurance is emergency travel and medical assistance. So for the last, well, now it's 25 plus years. I used to say for the last 5 years, now it went up to 25 years. what I've been doing is building out emergency travel and assistance operations globally for Travel Guard and AIG, and working with thousands and thousands of travelers. Whenever you travel around the world and you have travel insurance, and then you're in some type of accident or illness, you're contacting your company for help. And I would be the guy often sending in their ambulance and picking people up in the middle of nowhere in Africa, for example, and then transferring them to another hospital or transferring them back home. So that's essentially the premise of how we got started at Battleface, because the founding team of the company all comes from an extensive travel insurance background, and specifically in the emergency travel medical assistance field, where, you know, every phone call is a challenge and every phone call is a problem that we need to solve on behalf of travelers. And back in the day, or I guess a few years ago, what we started to see while we were doing this work is that many, many travelers were traveling with travel insurance policies that were no longer able to respond to their problems. And that's kind of the problems that we were trying to solve. How can we use technology and unique underwriting to essentially custom build policies for travelers so there's no surprises whenever they need help?
Oh, that's great. Well, it sounds like great work that you're doing, and you have a lot of experience in this area. So I'm glad to be talking to you today. And, I was reading on your website that the name Battle Face indicates readiness to confront adversity. I was wondering if you could talk about, how the company got its name and some of the work that it does to make a social impact as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, good research, by the way. Not a lot of people pay attention to that. But yeah, that's essentially, again, what comes from our background, emergency travel and medical assistance. We always felt that, travel is a battle, and put your face forward and kind of have a team behind you that's actually can help you in certain areas. And as a company, what we wanted to do is we wanted to really change the landscape, or as a team, not as a company at the time, the landscape of how people were perceiving travel insurance, how people were buying travel insurance, and how they would be able to custom build their own policies for their exact needs. And the word battle face actually came out of at the time what we were concentrating on, many travelers that were going into different parts of the world, and they couldn't find travel insurance, and specifically to journalists who were going into either conflict zones or remote areas, and often what actually they were stuck in is actually trying to find a policy that would cover those destinations. And we as a team wanted to solve that problem, and we've partnered with Lloyd's of London, and all essentially what the problem came down to is that we needed to create a platform that would price out for risks. We use that obviously in the insurance terminology, and price out for the policies real time based on destination, based on your activities, what you're planning to do. And that essentially how the name Battleface came about. And certainly by doing work in the international locations, social impact was dear to our hearts as well, because everything that we've been doing even before Battleface always tied to some type of social impact globally, because travel insurance is a global industry. Travel is a global industry, and how we travel and where we travel, we impact local communities, and we have an impact on people around us. And for example, when we were building Travel Guard, we were building out self-sustaining orphanages throughout Africa. Prior to starting Battleface, we were launching different refugee rescue operations in Europe. When refugees, there's refugee crisis between Africa and Europe, and we're actually applying our medical evacuation and travel assistance hat on and experience on by sending boats, rescue boats, to essentially provide life-saving services to refugees who were stuck in the middle of the sea. And here at Battleface, we're now applying very, very similar tactics. How can we provide financial security or contribute to entrepreneurs, for example, from around the world? Because we're a startup of ourselves. As a startup, we wanted to make sure that other entrepreneurs also have access to similar capabilities or options. And that's why we've partnered, for example, with Kiva. And specific to Kiva, we concentrate on destinations where our travelers are tending to travel to, and we allocate a percentage of our revenue towards funding local entrepreneurs. And but throughout the years, we also take on real approach of responding to real crisis from around the world. So, for example, what happened in Ukraine with Russia's invasion of Ukraine, we wanted to make sure that we respond quickly by supporting on-the-ground agencies that are actually doing real, impactful, real-time work. We did the same thing in Turkey as well. When the earthquake in Turkey took place, we were concentrating on working with agencies that were right there on the ground, providing immediate relief or immediate rescue services or immediate support. And we continue to have this mission of essentially concentrating on causes that have a real impact real time.
Well, that's great. Yeah, it sounds like you're doing so much work, and all of it is really impactful, especially as you're saying, some of these gaps in travel insurance where, it may not cover certain regions that you're traveling to, I think that's an important need that you're meeting in the market. So that's great to learn about some of your background. And I know one emerging area of travel is space tourism. And so I was curious when you decided to launch your space travel insurance product specifically and why it felt like the right time to do that.
So yeah, that's you're right to point out that travel is just a dynamic place altogether. And what happened in the travel insurance industry is that travel has changed so much in the last four decades, and specifically actually in the last 20 years with the dot-com era and internet and mobile apps and different startups that emerged within the travel space that essentially changed how we travel, how we experience the world. And we're vastly different from our grandparents and parents who were traveling before us, who tended to go to the exact same destination using exact same kind of means of travel. And it was very, very predefined. Nowadays, we as travelers, we're experiencing the world completely differently. And specifically, we're customizing our trips towards our needs. And travel insurance really never changed in the last decades, or I guess since it started. And what we wanted to do first is concentrate on a mission of how can we create relevant products and services to today's travelers? And that could be a very, very broad description, because it could be a business traveler, it could be an adventure traveler, it could be a leisure traveler, it could be a family of four. And how do we provide these policies real time, and how do these policies actually speak to you as a consumer or as a traveler? And space travel is just an extension of that method. We believe that space travel is an emerging area of travel, and it's just another experience. Similarly, if you were to go bungee jumping in New Zealand, space travel is just another version of your experience. And how can we apply the same concept and the same philosophy for creating products that would provide that protection for that experience? And then how do we actually build the foundation to continue to improve on the products that we're selling specifically designed for space travel or space tourism?
Yeah, that's great. I think this is a really exciting area of the travel insurance industry. And I was curious how the coverage works for your space travel insurance product. You know, is it similar to other travel insurance products, or are there any unique ways that it's different?
Similarly and differently at the same time. So one of our co-founders and one of the original team members actually comes from an extensive insurance background and underwriting insurance with the specialty risks. And he actually comes from decades of underwriting at Lloyd's of London. And Lloyd's of London is a famous place for specialty risks, for unique and wonderful type of products, something that is not really available on Main Street or within the general insurance space. And in fact, he was involved in providing insurance policies for NASA and contractors who were actually delivering cargoes up to space stations. So we were trying to apply that knowledge and try to apply that data and that experience towards how can we create a policy specifically for travelers going up to space. But then even before you go up to space, you have to travel to a space station. So let's say you're going from your home country or your home in general, and you're traveling to Florida or you're traveling to Kazakhstan, that's still a trip for you. So how can we create benefits that are applicable for that trip before you go up to space? And then what we do is just very, very unique. And then that's what we believe travel insurance is all about, is how do you custom build a policy specifically for you as an individual? Because every person is definitely different from one another. Everyone's needs are different. And that's the philosophy, again, that we are following here as well, that one size does not fit all. And in a specific space and space, we do apply the same philosophy where we custom build policies for individuals who are traveling.
Awesome. That's great. And, you know, I think a lot of insurers haven't so far looked into space travel for a variety of reasons, but do you expect that space travel insurance will become more common as space tourism becomes more of a reality? And do you have any expectations for what the timeline for that might be?
Yeah, I think as it becomes more and more mainstream, I guess, is that the right word? Maybe not. As more data is becoming available, because I think a lot of insurance companies, for the right reasons, a lot of insurers just love to base their decision based on data. And right now, the leisure space travel is not really that, there's not enough data behind it for a lot of insurance companies to get into it. It does stay, it will probably stay within Lloyd's for a while until more and more data is available for general travel insurance or general insurance companies, off market kind of insurance companies to start getting into it. But yeah, I think because the market is going to continue to grow within the space tourism industry, I think we'll see quite a bit of development in the next 2 to 4 years, I would say, where a lot of insurance companies are going to be getting into the space.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, 2 to 4 years actually isn't that much time. So that's an exciting timeline. And, you know, I know that you mentioned that insurers are comfortable with data, and so they might just need time to sort of get comfortable with this space. Are there any other factors that might make insurers, you know, more comfortable with the idea of insuring space travel?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there'll be, as there's more activities that will actually be taking place with the space travel industry. So for example, you know, there's plans to build a space hotel, which will accommodate up to 400 people at any given time. And certainly there'll be different nuances that will be involved in building the hotel and sustaining the hotel and transporting people back and forth between the hotel. So those kind of activities, I think, will open up quite a bit of opportunities for insurance companies to get involved. Certainly the demand as well from individuals and tour operators and travel operators who are going to be concentrating on putting these trips together. And then just the overall opportunity, because space tourism is projected to be a fast-growing industry that is going to be quite attractive to lots of insurance companies, and not just from the, you know, from the travel insurance perspective, but also other lines as well.
Wow, that's awesome. The idea of a space hotel is beyond my ability to comprehend. That's awesome. We cover a lot of tech and cyber advancements on this podcast, and it never fails to blow my mind how quickly things are moving forward. So that's really exciting. And you sort of touched on this already, but I was just curious, you know, what you hope the future will be for space travel and insurance.
Oh, there's, you know, like, of course, from my perspective, I live and breathe travel insurance, right? So for me, it's what I'm excited about is the actual possibilities of all kinds of different travel and all different, I've seen a lot of different operators that are popping up from different areas. So for example, there's just one company right now that we're in discussions with called Space Perspective, and they're going to be, they're creating this really cool, balloon kind of structure where you go up to space up to 100,000 feet and then you're going down. So I think the overall trip is going to be about 6 hours, but it's certainly, you know, these kind of players are coming out with different ideas, with different experiences that you as a traveler will have a choice to choose, right? So when we saw 2 years ago, when very first travelers were just going up and down quickly, what I think is exciting where it's heading to is where it's going to be a bit of a longer experience in the, like space hotel, for example, where you can actually stay overnight. You can, it's mind-blowing in terms of all the opportunities and experiences that you as a traveler could have. And that's the exciting part. I think that's the part about travel that is so exciting, is that you can, it's just so diverse in general, and it's very, very unique every time you travel. And that's what I'm personally excited about, is how can you build products that can continue to deliver that specific value to you as a traveler.
It is. Yeah, that's great. It's absolutely mind-blowing. And it's such a great learning opportunity as well to travel to all these different places. And I love what you mentioned. You said that you live and breathe travel insurance. That's awesome. So, you know, my last question was just at Battleface in particular, what are your future plans for the company?
To be so successful that we can afford to take everybody
on a space That's a good goal.
Exactly. So we can all hang out at that hotel and have a party. No, I think for me is it's simple as well. So, you know, I think my worst fear is that somebody in 10 or 20 years from now will be saying about Battleface that Battleface is still selling products from 20 years ago. Because I believe that travel and travel insurance, they go side by side. And I really think travel industry will continue to evolve and deliver different opportunities for us as travelers. And I would love to see Battleface continue to diversify and deliver relevant products to today's travelers and services as well, and continue to make a difference in, I guess, everyday travelers' lives as well.
That's great. I think that all sounds like a great goal. And my goal is to get an invite to that party at the Space Hotel. That sounds awesome.
Exactly. We definitely will have to do that. So thank you for having me on.
Yeah, this has been a wonderful conversation. I've learned so much and I really appreciate the work that you're doing. So thanks for taking the time to speak with me.
Oh, absolutely. And nice meeting you as well.
Well, that's it for this episode. Thanks to Sasha for taking the time to speak with me, and thanks to all of you for listening. This conversation has given me a lot to think about. Who knows, maybe we'll do an episode from space in the future. Once again, my name's Elizabeth Blossfield, and I'm the host of the Insuring Cyber Podcast, a bi-monthly look into how the world of cyber and the business of insurance are connected. Be sure to check back for new episodes every other Wednesday, wherever you get your podcasts. Talk to you next time.